This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Gilbert Residence. Patient first name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N. Last name is Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R. Date of birth is 8-1-1940. Date of evaluation is 7-19-2022. HPI history page complaints, psychiatric evaluation requested to assess capacity to make informed medical decisions and to review efficacy of current medications. History of present illness, this is a 82 years old female who was previously seen by NP Melanie at assisted living facility. Patient's cognitive impairment and physical condition significantly declined, leading to a placement to skilled nursing care. Here, during my evaluation, patient was sitting in a jerry chair in the activity area. She did not seem to be in any distress, but appears to be very confused. She thought she was 90 years old. She could not tell me the name of this place. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season. Patient's chart indicates that she's on Prozac 40 milligrams and Abilify 5 milligrams once a day. I talked to patient's son, Gregory, G-R-E-G-G-R-Y, Mercer, on phone. Patient's son was aware of patient taking Prozac, but he did not seem to be too sure about when Abilify was prescribed. He reports that, quote, they tried to lower the dose previously, but patient's depression, anxiety, agitation got worse, unquote. Patient's son reports that patient was delusional and apparently was watching television, and she thought she saw news about John F. Kennedy dying. Period. He stated that when she had UTI, she had hallucinations. Period. Patient's son was comfortable keeping patient on combination of Prozac and Abilify to decrease risk of relapse and decompensation. Next paragraph, he reports that he has two siblings. One lives in Chicago and one sister lives in another town, but reports they don't seem to be much involved in caring for the patient. Period. Patient's chart indicates past history of taking Aricept, but that caused some adverse effects leading to discontinuation of Aricept. Next paragraph, patient could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, and seems to have significant impairment of short-term memory. Here, patient's son reports that her mother was, quote, awesome, unquote, before she had onset of dementia. Here, she used to watch Jeopardy and was an avid reader, and in the past, she was, quote, spelling B champion, unquote. Next paragraph, review of systems, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes, prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment. No prior outpatient treatment was helpful. Yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, zero. Prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, social history. Current occupation, retired bookkeeper, current relationship, widow, number of children, 3. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, collateral form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history, history of UTI, arthritis, colitis, migraine, headache, dementia, depression, diabetes, hypertension, vertigo. Surgical history, history of total knee arthroplasty, family history, no family history record, tobacco history, patient does not smoke, alcohol history, no known history of drinking, drug abuse history denied. Next paragraph, current medication, MAR reviewed, Prozac 40 milligram once a day, and Abilify 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 118 over 54, pulse 59, respiration 16. Next paragraph, mental status examination, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a jerry chair, speech, expressive, aphasia at times, mood, unable to assess, thought processes confused, thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to self, memory recent impaired, fundamental knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor, schizophrenia and dementia and other diseases classified elsewhere with behavioral disturbance of 0.2.81, number 2 major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1. Plans continue Prozac as prescribed. Number 4. Number 3. Psychosis with delusion due to known physiological condition F06.2. Plans continue Abilify as prescribed. Disposition. Risk benefits of current medication reviewed with the patient's son, who is in agreement with continuation of current medications, and reports that patient had a relapse and decompensation from previous GDR of her medications. Period. Staff needs to anticipate patient's needs, encourage adequate hydration, nutrition, participation in activities. Peer will follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative to common side effects of antipsychotics, SSRI. Risk benefit statements based on findings of my assessment above stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation. Under disposition, also add patient lacks capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. End of dictation.